Hello, my name is Jill Taylor, IBM ECM Programs Manager, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast on IBM's Watson and Enterprise Content Management. And joining me today is Craig Reinhardt, Director, Products and Strategies, Archive, Governance, Discovery, and Analytics for IBM Enterprise Content Management. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, Jill.
First of all, can you tell us, what is Watson?
I sure can, Jill. First off, it's a computing system that's named after our founder, Thomas J. Watson, which is where the name comes from. And it's really a system that's designed to rival a human's ability to answer questions, questions that are posed in natural language. And it's designed to do that in a timely fashion with accurate answers, answers that are based on confidence. And if you think about it, this is very different than, say, what most people sort of think of search when this comes up. This has really very little to do with search. Search is when you put a couple of parameters in a little box and you hit search and a bunch of results come back. Most of them usually not relevant to what you're looking for. And these results are based on popularity or page ranking or something like that. They probably have nothing to do with, in many cases, getting an answer to a specific question. And that's what really Watson is designed to do. It's designed to give answers to natural language questions. It's an example of something at IBM we call a workload-optimized system, which is where we combine hardware and software together to optimize the performance. In this case, we're optimizing the performance of natural language questions. We also leverage the power of our IBM Content Analytics software, which helps as part of the processing of the natural language. This is very different from data, Jill, because we're actually looking at the meaning underneath of the text. And what Watson really does is it has the ability to understand that meaning. And it does it in the context of the human language. It rapidly processes questions to find answers. And this really holds enormous potential for how computers can help people accomplish tasks in the future.
And this is the computer that's going to be on Jeopardy?
It is the computer that's going to be on Jeopardy. And Jill, that actually takes place on February the 14th and the 16th. The games will be aired. Watson will challenge in a live Jeopardy game two of the previous world champions, grand champions Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, in a two-match contest. It'll be aired over three consecutive nights. And Jeopardy's really sort of the top place to kind of trot out this technology as a proof point. I mean, obviously IBM isn't in the business of building computers for game shows, but what IBM is trying to demonstrate is what a significant breakthrough this is, what a grand challenge this is to use computers in a way that they really haven't been effectively used in the past, and that's to deal with natural language. If you think about Jeopardy, it's a quiz show, so it covers a broad range of topics, history, literature, politics, arts, entertainment, science, and more. And it poses a grand computing challenge because not only do you have this broad range of subject matter, you have only a short period of time in which you can answer questions. Those answers have to be accurate. And you have to be right, because in order to win, you have to have the right answers. If you have the wrong answer, you lose. And if you think about Jeopardy, and for that matter, the human language in general, analyzing text requires you to deal with riddles, irony, subtle meaning, acronyms, abbreviations, all kinds of complexities in natural language that are not found in data. So if you think about the world in general, we all know that 80% of the information being stored today is unstructured. Of course, that's all based in text or natural language. So this ability to really examine through natural language that 80% of information really allows us, through technologies like Watson, to start getting into key issues in the world today, diagnosing disease, handling online technical support questions, parsing large corpuses of documents so that we can understand the meaning in those documents for all kinds of applications. So it's not only a grand challenge, and hopefully Watson will win on the 14th through the 16th. But even if it doesn't, Jill, this is a major technology breakthrough that can be applied to business in a whole variety of areas.
You've been telling me about natural language processing. Can you tell me more about how that works?
Sure. So language is very different than data. You know, five is a five in any language. It never changes. The complexities of language, as I mentioned a moment ago, are very different. And the key is translating that text into something that is understandable by computers. And this is what natural language processing is. Now, this is a hard thing to do. It typically involves a multi-step process that translates text-based information so that they can be computable or understandable by machines, if you will. And a critical step in that is something called lexical analysis, which is, you know, a technical term, but it's really just the process of converting a sequence of characters into a sequence of tokens so that they can be understood by computers. Subsequent steps include things like extracting entities, which are people, places, or things, identifying concepts, person A belongs to organization B, that sort of thing. And then ultimately, through this process, in one end goes raw information, and out the other end pops something that's understandable or meaningful, if you will. So taking raw information and transforming it into useful information is kind of the key of what natural language processing is and does.
Okay. What is UEMA, and where does it fit in?
Great question, Jill. UEMA actually stands for something called Unstructured Information Management Architecture, which, ironically enough, was originally invented by IBM Research years ago, and it was put into the public domain as an open source standard and is now an Apache open source standard. What it does, Jill, is it actually is the framework or the architecture that does all of that natural language processing. You need a common way to understand the text and extract meaning from the text. UEMA is nothing more than a pipeline or an architecture that facilitates the processing of that information. It's a common standard interface so that these multiple technologies can all work together so that, as I said a moment ago, in one end goes raw information or raw text, and out the other end pops something that's understandable. UEMA is the way to do all of those things, and in fact, it's a standard in the market. Four of the IBM ECM products leverage UEMA today, Jill. IBM Content Analytics, OmniFind Enterprise Edition, IBM Classification Module, IBM eDiscovery Analyzer. All four of those solutions that we have in the market today leverage that same UEMA processing architecture as Watson to make text understandable by those solutions.
I understand Watson actually uses Content Analytics. Is that true?
It does, Jill. It uses some of the same code as our IBM Content Analytics solution has. That lexical analysis that I was talking about earlier, it uses that part of IBM Content Analytics. One of our features in IBM Content Analytics is something called LanguageWare, which performs the specific function within that natural language processing pipeline. It's actually used in three areas of the game. There's a pre-game learning component of the game, which is how Watson learns and stores all the knowledge condensed down so that it has access to it when it's playing the game. And it uses IBM Content Analytics when it's playing the game as well. This is, you know, the processing, if you will, of the questions, the figuring out of all the potential answers to determine what, if anything, to answer and confidence rating and so forth. So all of that same text processing is done by this same capability as IBM Content Analytics. And then lastly, it's used in the post-game analysis and improvement wherever text is being analyzed. So really the three areas of Watson, Jill, leverages this same natural language processing piece that is resident in IBM Content Analytics. The same feature, if you will, in what we refer to sometimes as ICA, is in Watson. So they share that, which is very cool because it's a great way for customers of IBM Content Analytics to leverage that core capability. And it's an obviously sort of a directional thing for where the technology is headed.
Okay. So how does this same technology that's being used to play Jeopardy give customers better business insight?
Well, Jeopardy is a specific instance, if you will. It's a deep question and answer sort of model. But text itself, or that process of natural language, understanding it and deriving what the meaning in text is, you know, being used in a number of ways today, Jill. IBM Content Analytics customers are using text capability as part of solutions that help them understand what their customers want before they even ask. Right? Knowing what your trends and patterns are from your customers, what are they happy about through call center logs or emails or blogs or whatever it might be, this is a critical way to anticipate market demand and need and offer new solutions, or to help stop customer churn. They're using the same technology to detect fraudulent claims before they're paid as part of a business process. You certainly would want to know that sooner rather than later, and certainly before you cut checks and pay those funds out. Dynamically deploying resources to the greatest areas of threat or interest. We have police departments and terrorism organizations using this technology today to fight crime faster and to detect and prevent terrorist activities. Identifying critical safety defects in products. We've got customers' examples of where, you know, the sooner you can detect product failures, to can not only save lives, but prevent recalls and so forth. So if you think about it, all the areas that I just talked about, this is all information that is stuck, if you will, in the unstructured side of things. This is not information that's easily findable in data. So understanding and leveraging that 80% of information that's unstructured is a critical thing to do, and people are doing it today.
Can you tell me about some of the clients using this technology right now?
Yeah, I can, Joe. Let me give you a specific example. BJC Healthcare and Washington University have a partnership where they're trying to unlock biomedical informatics. They want to be able to answer questions that they can't answer today. And they believe that this technology is a breakthrough for them. It's going to be able to help them answer questions that they really couldn't answer before. The challenge that they have is that their information is a little fragmented and disjointed and sometimes redundant, and that their researchers aren't able to tap into that wealth of research or available information. It's currently trapped in clinical notes, diagnostic reports, doctor notes, and so forth. So what they've been able to do is bring IBM Content Analytics in, along with other IBM technologies, to start unlocking that unstructured information, and they're now able to answer questions previously unavailable, questions such as, does the patient smoke, or how often and for how long? If the patient's been smoke-free, how long have they been smoke-free? What are the medications that the patient is taking, and what is the relationship between treatment effectiveness, the medication, and smoking? Was the patient sent home with certain medications? What was the diagnosis? What options worked, what options didn't work, and on and on and on. And again, this is all information and the relationship between that information that's found in the unstructured. So being able to understand what's in those doctor's notes and those clinical reports, and then correlate or analyze effectiveness of treatments versus diagnosis and so forth, is really now put them in a position where they can unlock answers that previously were either very difficult or very time-consuming or not possible to even answer before.
Craig, this has been a very informative discussion. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jill, for the opportunity to talk about this. We're obviously pretty excited about not only what IBM Content Analytics can do today in the market, but what Watson will enable folks to do in the future. And we certainly think that there's great value in customers looking at how to unlock that 80% of information in their enterprises today.